This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
KFC and Waukesha had an incident on Saturday night. Now, assault is never funny, so we don't want to make light of the situation.
No.
However, this happened around 7:40 on Saturday night. Somebody came in demanding a refund for their food because they had the wrong order. I've been there before. Have you?
Yeah,
where you
course.
Get the wrong order?
Yeah.
See, yeah.
Right.
So you walk back in, you demand a refund. So the staff, they offered to remake her food, and she began throwing chicken at the back of the restaurant manager's head, throwing biscuits and mashed potatoes at the back of the manager's head.
Why would you waste that goodness?
Why, so, yeah, when they're going to give, you're mad that they screwed it up, so instead of taking the replacement meal, you're going to be such a hissy little fit. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly what I'm saying right there, Allie. Yes.
So I'm going to throw a hissy fit, even though they're offering to fix it.
Uh-huh.
Because nothing's good enough for me, and I want to go to jail today. Who thinks like that in their head, dude?
I don't know what happened.
What's wrong with people? Sorry, continue.
Did the manager snap back with attitude or something? And then something happened back and
forth? Or are you just nuts?
This is an assault on chicken, and I am distraught. It's too early on a Monday morning to be wasted KF freaking C. 11 herbs and spices are delicious.
You're already upset that your food was wrong, so you go in there demanding, hey, this is wrong. I said I wanted it this way.
I've never thrown food at people.
So you say that.
I've yelled at people. I've gone off on people. I've never in my life touched someone or thrown something at someone. I mean, it's insanity.
Well, I've had a food fight before, but that was just for fun.
That was in middle school, though.
It was high school. Senior year of high school,
yes. Chicken in his mouth, damn it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man,
we're really
KFC.
Just upset about the egregious waste of food there.
Seriously, though.
Those are now floor biscuits and floor mashed potatoes, and those had to go in the trash.
Group of idiots that have absolutely no control of their temper whatsoever.
Yeah.
And you're going to end up in jail with methods like that in 2020. Okay?
When you get in jail, they're doing more than throwing
I'm thrilled you're sticking up for yourself, but you're also stupid, okay?
Just be kind to people, man. Settle down.
Just be kind. Just don't throw chicken at people.
Be kind.
I'm not
don't
even
throw chicken.
That much, Riggs. That's
be
my
kind.
Point.
Don't throw chicken.
Don't be stupid, you moron.
That too.
God.
Jesus.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Ellen's in trouble now. She's under fire because she gave away, during her 12 days of giveaway at Christmas, she gave away a bunch of lottery tickets, okay?
Okay.
The people in the audience loved it, man. It was $200,000 worth of scratcher tickets, okay?
Oh, wow.
And the California Lottery thought, what a great way to drum up some publicity and get people to buy lottery tickets. So they give her all these tickets. There's 72 scratchers. Some have a $500 per packet value on them.
Damn.
She gives them to the audience. Well, the problem was that there's a senator in California, a state senator, who went, excuse me. That's fine, I suppose, if Ellen wants to give away tickets, but nobody paid for them because they were promotional.
Oh.
So the problem here is that they gave them to her to promote the lottery, but you can't do that because the money from lottery sales goes towards things like education.
Yep.
34% of sales from lottery tickets are going towards the state of California's education.
Yep.
So the senator said, You basically took all this money that's supposed to, gave it away that's supposed to be coming back. Ellen needs to buy these tickets so we have that revenue because there is a law in place, you know, to protect them.
And Ellen has the money to do that.
Ellen will do it.
Of course
she probably
she does.
Didn't know. It was a rule thing behind the scenes that nobody paid attention to.
Right.
Have they filmed her show that's going to air today on Monday yet? Because if not, I can see how that show's going to start. She's just going to write the check and go, listen, and here's an
she'll
extra 50 just because.
Yeah, exactly. She'll do it for probably more than the $200,000.
Uh-huh.
Did you know she redid the show the Monday after Kobe died? Did we talk about this at all?
She had filmed
the whole show. It was done. That was her birthday, the Sunday that he died. It was her actual birthday.
Yeah.
She came on Monday. I happened to see it. And she goes, this show was already taped. This show was done. I brought everybody back and we're doing it all again. Same outfits, same everything. Bieber was on. So they came in on Monday because she said, I can't do the show without talking about Kobe.
Right.
It's impossible.
I saw some of that and just thinking about it, seeing the clip because she starts tearing up and
bawling.
It makes me want to cry and I don't want to cry at this hour of the morning right now.
Well, think about lottery tickets.
yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So Gibbons just said to Al he's been dating apparently.
Yeah, you missed the tease there.
I was in the kitchen. What the hell?
I have been going on multiple dates I have not told you guys about, and I am not ashamed to say it.
Who?
I've been going on mother-son dates with Mama G.
Aww.
And dude, okay, when I was a kid, from birth until my little brother was born when I was 10 years old, me and Mama G went everywhere together.
You were her buddy.
We were attached at the hip. We would go. She would take me to parties I probably shouldn't have been at, where I'd be bartending at a young age.
Yeah.
She would take me to loud ass concerts where she would get into like fights with security guards, and I'd be there like, just let my
mommy
go.
Where was your dad?
My dad was always around, but me and Mama G just went everywhere together.
So she just took you even though he was home.
Yep.
That's hysterical.
Well, I said he was around. I didn't say he was home. That dude was.
Oh, got it.
He was around. That doesn't mean he was home.
Yeah, you
okay,
know.
That makes a little more sense.
So we would go here and there, and then like my little brother was born, and Mama G kind of, you know, raised him, and we kind of grew distant. And then I moved away 7 years ago, and our relationship has not strained, but not been nearly what it was. But well, now.
You move something away, you grow up, and your relationship
it's
changes.
Something to be said for a mother-son relationship. It's a really special bond.
You
know it as a son, I know it as a son, and you probably know with your boys, Al. You have a really special bond with your boys.
I don't know. Owen hates me, so...
Oh, well,
he does
now.
That's in that phase.
I hated my mom, too, at that age.
Oh, okay, so many times.
We're in that phase where he's giving me a lot. I feel bad all the time, like he hates me, and I hate it.
No, because you're embarrassing him. He doesn't want to be embarrassed by you.
Honest to God.
He is.
He's at that phase.
That's hysterical. I'm embarrassing him.
You do.
You got to remember what you do. He's only 8 years old. But he's twice the size of everybody, and he's like a grown ass boy. So,
yes.
But just
so when you're like, I love you, he's like, shut up, Mom.
Shut up. And I got to that.
Stop it. See, you're embarrassing me right now. Stop it.
I know. He told me. You know what he told me to stop doing? Sorry to take up your fire.
No, please.
He told me to stop rubbing his head because I walk up to him all the time. Like, say we're at a restaurant, and he's next to me, and I kind of rub his head and put his hair back in place because I'm just, and to me, that's like loving on him. And he goes, I hate that. Mom.
Yeah, stop doing
that. And I go,
that.
But that's me showing you affection and love, and oh, you don't like it.
You wait until 20 years from now when he's had his heart broken once or twice from chicks who wouldn't rub his head, and he's going to come to mommy and go,
see?
Mommy, can you just rub my head?
Really?
And he's going to say,
okay,
yes, he's going to come back,
you
just like I came back to Mama G, and now everything's synergetic, or well, there's synergy
and
everywhere.
I like it that you're hanging out with Mama G, because that's more positive than some relationship that you shouldn't be in, quite frankly. Like, if you're going to spend time with a chick, make it your mom. That's
yes.
cool.
Exactly.
Why
there you
not?
Go.
It's
Why
been a,
not?
It's been a damn good time,
she's
I'll tell
family.
You.
She's family. She's not going anywhere, you know?
Yeah, so and she's crazy than a bag of cats.
And she's entertaining as hell.
So if you missed it, Gibbons is dating his mother.
Oh,
Kiss
screw
FM.
You!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Last night, I don't know if you watched the Academy Awards. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But did you hear that Eminem... Eminem performed Lose Yourself the Grammys.
At the
Oscars. Yeah, it didn't sound right. At the Oscars last night.
Just for the movies.
Uh-huh. So they're talking about all the new movies that came out, like 1917, Parasite, some movie from South Korea won Best Picture.
Yep.
Like Sweat, one of the first non-English speaking film to win Best Picture, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huge. Huge for them.
Big deal.
And then at some point during the show,
my mom texted me and said Eminem was great, and I'm like not even watching the Oscars, and I'm like, Eminem why would Eminem perform at the Oscars? This doesn't even make sense.
Eminem won an Oscar in 2003. Lose Yourself, this song was nominated for Song of the Year, right? Because it was in that movie, Eight Mile, and it was huge, nominated, and it won. But Eminem didn't go to the Oscars that year because
he was afraid to lose on TV, wasn't
he? He didn't think he stood a chance. He was like, there's no way I'm going to win. I'm not going to go.
He was afraid to go and lose. Aww. Don't you agree?
100%,
at that time?
Yeah.
Tough guy,
So he went, so he didn't go, and he won. And somebody else, one of the producers went up and accepted on his behalf. And I don't know if there was bad blood between him and the Academy over the years, but he shouted
probably
them out.
Because they probably asked him to come perform in 2003, and he was probably too scared to show up and lose.
Yep.
So he didn't do it because he was young and stupid and cowardly, right?
His knees were weak, the irony of a rapper. His arms were heavy. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready. So he performed last night at the... So you can see all these reactions from celebrities on the internet now. All these memes of celebrities like why is Eminem performing?
I lost my mind when I read some of the headlines because they weren't flattering on Eminem.
No.
Because Gibbons like, the audience loved it. And I go, well, get on the internet. The internet didn't love it.
Bro.
I was like, everyone's like, what the hell was he doing there?
And I agree.
What the hell was he doing there? Like, what?
They showed Martin Scorsese falling asleep during his performance. And people were roasting Martin. I'm like, oh, God.
But J.J. Watt loved it, you said.
J.J. Watt was all about it.
He's like, everybody's ready for a workout now with Eminem. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
So that's why Eminem was at the Oscars last night.
Next year, Nelly.
Oh, right?
For what?
Right?
Huh? I don't know.
Ja Rule one year, could you imagine?
Oh Ja Rule at the Oscars? Well, if you're doing Eminem 20 years later, why not?
Why not?
It could happen.
You hear that, Ja Rule? You're playing at the Oscars next year, bro.
Murder!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So there I am yesterday on Instagram, snowing, just scanning my social media, and I see Jennifer Aniston posted something, and I'm like, well, what is this? It's a picture of her and Matthew Perry. And it's an old picture of her and Matthew Perry. Really old picture. And then the second clip on Instagram is the scene where they're trying to figure out what he does for a living. And he's a computer transport. It's a part of the whole clip, you know. Transport, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So the funny part was Jennifer Aniston, the reason she posted this picture with Matthew Perry was because she said, I'm shocked Maddie's the last to join Instagram considering he was a computer processing transporter. So I thought, that's really funny. So Matthew Perry joined Instagram.
Oh, man.
Last one of the Friends cast to join. But the irony that he played an IT guy on Friends. And he was, isn't that funny?
He was the social media holdout.
She had a solid point when Jennifer Aniston said, why is he the last one to join?
Because as a professional in that field, he knows that security is not the greatest. And he didn't want his stuff hacked or his life taken from him. So that was very smart on his part, if I may say so myself.
Uh-huh. It's true. I
Good
should have
old
pulled
Chandler.
The clip. Sorry, I didn't pull it up for you. So there you go. So if you haven't followed Matthew Perry, I didn't go follow him yet. I immediately followed Jennifer Aniston. I'm not going to lie.
I wonder, has he posted
but
anything?
I don't follow many.
I'm going to go follow him right
follow
now.
Right now.
Well, let me go look and see if he posted anything. She didn't even tag the guy in it?
Come on, Jen.
Come on,
throw
Jennifer.
Him a bone.
You're
Rule
such
one.
An amateur. What, did you join a month ago? Oh, wait. She did.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
If I could recommend anything to people, it would be find a long-lost half-brother.
Because it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. If you can do it, do it.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Riggs never occurred to me until I talked to another guy who had been adopted by a stepfather very young.
Yeah.
He heard your story on the air. Never even occurred to him. He might have half-brothers and sisters in the area. And I said, I bet a lot of people listening, I just assumed that was a natural thought, but it's not. It's not, is it?
No,
it's
you think about the ones that you spend the most time with, and those are the ones that exist in your life. You don't think there's other offspring out there.
But then
other
to find
relatives.
Out you have other siblings for is like mind blowing for some people. And I'm like, you could like imagine if you met the wrong chick on Tinder. If you met your sister.
So I got a half brother that lives in Waukesha that I found out, you guys.
Dude.
And we started hanging out and he came to the Lion King with us on Thursday night. I had tickets to the Lion King. My wife was out of town. I had an extra ticket. Gibbons went with Mama G.
Yep.
And I invited my half-brother. He came along with as well. So we all met before at Vagabond for some tasty tacos.
The old Rudy's. The old Rudy's by Water Street Brewery.
Yeah.
Yep. Vagabond for some tacos, where it was me, my half-brother, and then sitting across from us was Mama G, Gibbons' mom, Allie, Gibbons' prom date from how old?
from 15 years ago in high school, yes.
Yeah. To my left was Pottery
Jackie.
Guy.
Yeah. It was a hell of a table.
And then Allie, too. Everybody was there.
Uh-huh. I was across, and I got lucky. I ended up across from his brother.
Oh, yeah. She got to grill
him. Which is like Riggs' worst nightmare because I was like, perfectly in spot.
Planned that.
I can ask him everything I want. And as soon as I started shooting off questions, everyone started cringing, but not me. I kept going. I said, I need info, mister. I need info.
I was on the total other end of the table, so I have
literally...
You don't
know what I asked the guy? You were down by like Riggs and Pottery Guy. Riggs was in between Pottery Guy and his brother.
Uh-huh.
I'm like way far away from Pottery Guy, so I could focus completely on Riggs' brother.
Yeah. Yes.
I was asking things, and go ahead and just, if it's inappropriate, scream inappropriate as soon as I tell you the things I ask.
Inappropriate! Let me turn my mic off. Hold on. I'm going to turn my microphone off.
Appropriate if it's appropriate, okay, Gibbons?
Okay, all right. I'm the judge here. Okay.
So here's the things I asked Riggs' half-brother that he was just hanging out with.
I don't get to say this. This is my own half-brother.
I said, tell me appropriate. Did you know about Riggs?
Appropriate.
When did you find out about Riggs?
Appropriate.
Yeah. How did your father tell you about Riggs?
Appropriate.
Oh, these are all okay.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because I was going in depth with him about, like, did you know Riggs existed? He said, not until he showed up at the radio station when he was like 13 and his dad said, here's your brother. And he, like, his dad didn't even warn him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He told me that. I blew my mind.
Yeah, 8 or 9 years ago, the first time he met me and the first time I met him was the same time he even found out that I existed.
And Riggs was an adult, but he was a kid. So you imagine walking in, like, to the station and you're a kid and your dad's like, oh, here's your brother, by the way. And you're like, huh? So I said to him, did he ever tell you anything else about Riggs? Not really, no.
No.
Just kind of showed up and said, here's your brother.
He did tell him that he bought me a $2,000 laptop for my first marriage that fizzled and was terrible.
Was that true?
No, he didn't buy me a laptop.
Oh my God. No.
I didn't know if he had bought like one thing and then held on to that for years, telling everyone what he had done. So wait, he didn't even buy the laptop.
Yeah, I was previously married, right, before. And my birth father came to that first wedding, which was obviously... I blame him for the whole thing.
He shows up for the events to make it look like he's involved. Yeah. We've discovered that.
Yeah, that's all. He showed up. I think he may have given a card, maybe a gift certificate. I don't remember.
He said he got you a $2,000.
I would remember a $2,000 MacBook laptop, Allie. Wouldn't you remember a computer, a $2,000 computer?
You think so?
So he goes back home and tells his family, oh, I got him a $2,000 laptop computer. He never got me a computer. He lied.
What a douche.
He's a compulsive liar. He did sit down, though, Riggs' little half-brother, and say, Riggs got the good hair. He said, I'm balding. He's like, I'm balding. Yeah, I got that jerk's receding hairline. That's exactly what he said. I started laughing.
But I found out having a half-brother is like hanging out with yourself. I felt like I was hanging out with a younger version of Riggs. Mm. It was awesome.
Bro.
We have so much in common. We both love taking road trips. We're both awkwardly silent. We're both introverts. It's great.
Allie grilled him when we were out before the Lion King, but Mama G grilled him inside of the Lion King.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you her thoughts next.
I need to hear more.
Get your tea ready.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. We were just talking about my half-brother.
Yeah.
Who I'm rekindling a little friendship with. I never really had a friendship with him. Never really had a relationship at all with him until I found out that he existed like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Came last week to the Lion King. We went to dinner before, got to meet Allie and Gibbons and Pottery Guy and Mama G and Gibbons' prom date from 2005.
It was a whole hodgepodge of awesomeness.
It was, yes. But apparently Mama G grilled my half-brother. What?
Dude.
At the Lion King, at the Marcus Center, what the hell happened?
So what did she say?
We get to the Lion King, and Mama G and I get there before Riggs and his brother. So that's already against Riggs' normal policy, because Riggs is always the first one there. He's always early to everything.
Right. Always, yeah.
So him and his brother...
He had to go to his car.
Yeah,
It's like you guys walked a block.
Do you know why he had to go to the car?
That's why, because he had to put his pot away.
I had to put the pot away. The pottery guy brought me.
Not the marijuana, like the literal pot.
Which, oh my God.
Right.
Sidebar.
Yes,
marijuana.
Pottery guy made me a pot because I gave him crap on the radio about not making one for me.
Leave the bar and Mama G goes, where did Riggs go? And I went, he had to go take the pot in this car. The pottery guy gave him. And Mom goes, pottery guy gives the pot to people? What are you talking about,
He's
Ryan?
Our pot guy. No, he literally does pottery.
So then we get into the Lion King. Riggs and his brother come in and Mama G just completely turns away from me and just starts talking. And I see that Riggs is looking over Mama G, looking at me going, what the hell is she grilling my brother about? And she's asking him all kinds. So what do you do for a living?
Uh-huh.
Are you single? And I guess he said he was single because at one point Mama G turns and goes, Ryan, did you know Riggs' brother is single? You and him have to get together and hang out and go tear up the town.
Right.
I'm like, okay, Mama G. And then she keeps growing him.
Does your brother live downtown?
He lives in downtown Waukesha.
Oh, so not even close.
No.
Okay.
No, you have to drive.
But he could be young and single in downtown Waukesha.
Of course he could, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, it was really creepy because when like the show's about to start, Mama G just turns to me and goes, Ryan, look at them both. They look exactly the same. Just go ask for Riggs. And I go, hey, Riggs. And then Riggs and his brother both turn and look at me and they look like
exactly
freaking
the same.
Like twins. You guys have the same eyes and nose.
I was staring at them and they kept saying they looked alike and they do resemble each other, but I didn't think they were twins.
Oh,
no.
Dude,
I
twins.
Think that if you told me you were brothers, it made sense. But before that, I wouldn't have assumed it because his brother's hair is so dark and Riggs' hair is light.
Yeah.
That threw me off a little bit.
You got to remember.
I get that from my mama.
This was after about four beers and two doubles at the establishment there. So we were feeling all right. It was like, my God, they're twins.
What I picked up from your half-brother is he's really not a fan of your father either.
No, he's not.
And that was how he lived with that guy for years before the guy bolted again.
Yeah, that was the first thing that we bonded over, is the fact that he's not the greatest human ever.
And I said, I was like, so, because I didn't want to like offend him by talking badly about his father that actually, well, kind of raised him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before he bolted, I didn't want to like hurt his feelings because even though you never hung out with your sperm donor father so little, it's irrelevant.
You can't talk bad about it, my sperm donor father, because he does that by
to himself
through
but
his actions.
It's still someone's dad. You Mike know what I mean? It's still
drop
someone's dad, uh-huh, though.
Yeah.
Don't you, isn't that why you tell me to walk walk lightly when I ask people about these things?
Yes, but not when the dad is a complete piece of trash.
So it's okay to just say that?
No, it's very blatantly obvious. Yeah, totally. I mean, when there's speculation, then the maybes, then yes.
Are gone. That's true. The speculation's right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, there you go. Lose Yourself by Eminem. Started playing at the Oscars last night. Eminem comes out. The crowd's like, what? And the faces on the crowd, they're like, why is Eminem doing a song from 18 years ago? Like, nobody really understood what was happening.
Huh?
And then they got into it, then it was fine.
Yeah.
But turns out he was there because he won 18 years ago and didn't show up when he won the Oscar.
Yeah, back in 03, 8 Mile, Lose Yourself.
Won
the song for Best Original Song.
Yeah.
Because he was, obviously wrote the song and had a big hand in it. And Eminem didn't think he was going to win that year. So he didn't show up
and
didn't perform.
Which to me is a cowardly way of being afraid you're not going to win. So you just say, I ain't going. I ain't going to win.
If I'm nominated for anything, I would show up. Come on.
I was nominated for an Oscar and I was a freaking rapper?
Yes.
That's not, an Oscar is for the movies. I would show up so hard at the Oscars if I was a rapper.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'm not even in my realm of art and I'm awesome.
Right?
I'm not even a movie person and I got nominated. What's up now?
You had an Oscar before Brad Pitt had an Oscar, dude.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Brad Pitt got his first one last night. But yeah, so Eminem comes out and the reason is because he didn't show up 18 years ago. Then had bad blood, I guess, with the Oscar people. And now, of course, that he's got music coming out, he wanted to show up all of a sudden 18 years
now,
later.
Did you see?
I'm not a fan, though. Eminem is like, to me, it's like a lot of his thoughts didn't evolve.
True.
He stayed in the same, like, homophobic kind of place in a lot of ways.
Well, hold on. Did you see the reunion he had backstage with an old friend of his from back in, like, the year 2000? Sir Elton John, who won last night, Eminem were backstage hanging out. He was like, catch up with my old friend, Sir Elton.
Yeah, Eminem, he put out two tweets last night. One of him with Elton John hanging out. Congrats on your win too, Sir Elton John. And they also said, look, if you had another shot, another opportunity, thanks for having me at the Academy. Sorry it took me 18 years to get here.
Man.
So there must have been something, but maybe they wouldn't let him perform because of all the stuff that he said, and they thought that he would ruffle feathers.
Think back to 2003 Eminem, okay? He wasn't the nicest, and he was really high on drugs, we know. He had major, major issues with addiction.
Yes.
Very open about that. He's been open about that.
Uh-huh.
So think about it. You're already a rapper. You're a white rapper trying to be cool in a black culture. You're sitting there. Well, you're trying so hard to get some credibility, which he got right away because Dr. freaking Dre, he was his protege. It didn't matter. It was like Dr. Dre's the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But then, you know, it was the 90s. You had lots of homophobic crap being thrown in rap then still.
Yep.
And then he teamed up with Elton John and that got a little bit better. I think Elton John came in, educated him, you know, everything. They had this close bond. He helped him. He got clean.
Stop rhyming us with bags, bro. Stop using that word. It's not cool.
Yeah, man.
But I don't know. I mean, so by the end, people were dancing, but that's why he showed up out of nowhere last night.
Hells yeah.
Eminem.
Did somebody bail?
What if we found out that's what it was? Who do we got?
What if Eminem's been on standby for 18 years and every year someone showed up? And this was the year that someone didn't show up. And they were like, Eminem, this is your year, bro.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We were out to dinner.
Who was we?
Me and Pottery Guy and some of his friends from his birthday. This was like a week ago.
Yeah.
And I usually go to order the same kind of stuff when we're like at a bar restaurant, which is wings and a salad. That's like my go-to, especially with my diet. I love it. They make me happy. I love a salad and wings. I'm happy. So that's what I ordered. And every time I order a salad, I mix it up. Very seriously, I got to have the dressing all perfectly spread like a lunatic, very OCD. I do the same thing with my bagel and cream cheese if I ever have a bagel.
Very particular about your salad, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
It's an obsession with food, really, is what it is. So I decorate, and then as soon as I start eating it, Pottery Guy will take his fork and pinch into it and
take a little stab.
He'll start eating my salad. And we've never discussed it. It's just always kind of happened. So, like, I remember when we first met and we were out to dinner and he kind of put his fork in my food the first time. And we'd only been dating for a couple months. And I thought, well, he's bold.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't even ask. But I don't know. It's kind of funny that he's bold like that, you know? So his friends, we started talking. We're like, can you share a salad, though?
No.
Is that nasty?
Yes.
Why? Because of the dressing or what? Because, I mean, think about my fork and my knife and my spit has been all over the other food, technically. If I cut a steak and I give you a piece of steak, it's not like my fork and knife didn't touch it.
You put your mouth on his mouth before.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly.
It's different when it's a full steak that you're, like, cutting a piece off of as opposed to a salad that it's all there cut up and you mix your fork throughout as you're eating.
Text to 71037 as we discuss.
Oh, yes, God.
Let me tell you this, Allie. My wife
I didn't
and I
think it was gross.
My wife and I share a salad every night just from one bowl.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think that's gross because she'll start
eating. Is there dressing on it?
Yeah, dressing and everything. So she'll start eating it and then I'll finish it. But I think that sharing a bowl of cereal is gross.
Well, that's the same as a salad to me.
See, I think it's different because I see like the milk and like it's almost like a soup. It would be like sharing soup.
Which is what they saw with the dressing.
And when my wife takes a bite of my cereal, I'm like, okay. But inside I'm like, oh no.
I want to vomit. Oh, you guys are making me nauseous.
That's the salad thing.
The salad, the cereal.
Which is funny because Gibbons is the dirtiest man I know.
He is filthy.
The stories he has about his interactions with women, you're a dirty man.
I am.
Yet all of a sudden, a piece of lettuce grosses you out.
I've seen Gibbons eat the last cheese curd that fell on the bar floor because he's like, waste not, want not. But he thinks it's gross to share a salad with someone.
Hey, someone's footprint is not someone's mouth that's been all over everything. Oh, that's too much.
Where the shoe's been. That's gross.
Oh, you guys are really grossing me.
So sharing a salad is a no.
According to Gibbons,
that's all we do. Share salads.
All right. So, what kind of foods can you or can't you share? Is that the question we're asking? What you can or can't share?
Obviously, I say you can share anything if I'm letting you eat out of my salad.
Huh? You guys are just.
Chime in on the conversation. 414-799-1037.
He put his fork in my salad.
Or text to 71037.
I swear to God, I'm going to throw up. I hate you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Now, 103.7 Kiss FM. Sharing food with your significant other, or really anybody, I guess you could say. Allie was sharing a salad with Pottery Guy, and everybody around the table was like,
grossed out by it, and we didn't think anything of it. I thought, well, I mean, and people are texting in the same thing I'm thinking, which is things I can't say on the radio about all the other, but you kiss and you swap
you do,
things.
You, yeah, you
and,
do other dirty
and
things.
And then a salad's grossing you out?
Right.
Come on, people. Get a grip.
I'm the filthiest person in the room by a mile,
and I'm
grossed out by the salad thing. I can't explain it. It's just a different kind of intimacy that I am not willing to share. Okay.
Mom texted into 71037. She goes, I can share anything with my son. I mean, he came out of me, but the only thing I can't share with him is milk. But also anything with milk like cereal. It must be the milk texture thing. Not sure. Milk is disgusting to share.
Yeah.
And I get that. Milk is disgusting to share.
They said it's anything dairy. Somebody texted in that they had a problem with sharing dairy with people.
Oh,
I don't know.
Disgusting.
Let's go to the phones.
Oh, good morning. Kiss FM. Who is this? Steven?
Yeah, this is Steven. How are you guys doing?
Good. Steven's in Lake Geneva. You're calling about sharing food. What do you think?
Ice Castle.
Yeah. So, two things. I agree with the dairy. If you're going to share dairy, take a lap. Disgusting.
take a lap.
Start telling that to people.
Why?
So, it's the milk. It's the culture. It's the bacteria. I don't want none of that. Unless you're sharing ice cream.
If I have ranch or blue cheese, you're assuming I didn't have a vinaigrette. What if it was a vinaigrette?
Gibbons, question. Do you ever get the family salad from Olive Garden and share from that bowl? I guess.
Never. No. And that is something special when you get the family size salad.
Yeah, but that's different because you're taking it from a bowl and putting it in your own bowl. Mm-hmm. You're not all eating out of that one communal bowl.
But I won't even. I need to have an individual salad.
Stop it.
I swear to God. Mama G made a...
Just throw a floor of cheese curd in there and you're gold.
Floor, you see? See a bar floor
cheese
curd?
He knows me well. Mama G made a family-sized Caesar salad Friday night and I was like, nope, I'm sorry, you have to eat all that. And she had it all by herself because I was not touching it.
So I love the two texts back-to-back at 71037. The first one says, my BF and me share damn near everything. And the one below it says,
Steven, thanks for calling.
Any spoon food is a no-go. Fork food is okay. That's how they're deciphering it now. But a salad's a fork.
That may be what it is, though, because the spoon
thing... It's like... It's It's like too soupy.
Yes.
It is like a soup with a spoon. It's like, you know, there's too much liquid with a spoon.
When my wife's like, can I have a bite of your cereal? I'm like, yes. It's very reluctant, yes.
Sharing the salad is hot dogs and donuts without a raincoat.
That
is funny. You may have won. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's the mic drop.
All right. Go to Alyssa real quick, who's in Bayshore. Oh, Alyssa, you were calling about sharing food?
Yes.
What do you have to say?
I feel like it's no different than if you're kissing somebody. And the cheese curd thing, I work in a hospital, so I would definitely not eat that cheese curd off the floor. You do not know what is on the bottom of your shoes. And if you've ever been in a science class or have ever been to a hospital.
Well, I've been there. I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Science.
I don't know what's on the floor. I can physically see my mother drooling over the salad and trying to dip into my bowl. And just the thought of it, I'm telling you, I can't stop thinking about
it. Somebody texted in. I know a brother and sister who
Alyssa, thanks for calling, girl.
Who share an ice cream cone.
Oh my God.
All right.
You're not a parent, though. You never had to lick the ice cream cone for a child. I've done that numerous times. Because it's dripping and they're like three. And you're like, hold on, give me the cone. Blah, blah, blah. And then you give it back to them. Welcome to parenting.
I'm going to throw up.
Well, do you want ice cream everywhere?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Show number 846 is officially in the books.
In the books.
Yeah. Get it right now at the radio.com app or at 1037kissfm.com. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something about Allie.
Thank God.
Gibbons is scared.
I didn't want to talk about it, but you're...
Well, Gibbons is going to vomit in his mouth a little bit, but Allie was sharing a salad with Pottery Guy at a restaurant. And people were like, oh, why would you do that? That's gross. It's disgusting. To which she responded, well, I put your mouth in other places, on his mouth and whatnot, and make out, so
whatever. You can eat out of my salad. I didn't think anything of it, but apparently it's... Says the guy who ate a cheese curd off the ground the other day, Gibbons.
The ground is one thing.
The ground's another thing.
Yeah.
And then we had somebody call from a hospital saying, do you realize how disgusting the ground is and how people's shoes are disgusting? You don't know? You don't know, bruh. It's disgusting. I wouldn't share, and then when people were calling out about dairy things, like they wouldn't share dairy with other people because I don't like sharing cereal with my wife because it's out of a bowl and the spoon is like a little mini bowl.
Somebody texted in and said the best thing, and you can text to 71037. It's the spoon thing. It's like when you eat something with a spoon, you know there's a lot of liquid involved, and that's when it gets nasty.
God, I'm gonna throw up.
It's like you want the last swig of my soda. No, I don't want your backwash. That's disgusting.
Remember when Gibbons really hadn't been in like a hardcore serious relationship and we're like, there's some things called intimacy, Gibbons.
Yeah.
It may gross you out, like, because that's the immature guy. Really, that's the immature guy in you being grossed out right now that a couple shares a salad. You're like, bleh.
Right.
Stop talking about
it. However... What? Live a little life, brother.
Yeah, right? After 9 years of marriage, when my wife comes in for a bite of my cereal, I just go, all right, I'm just going to let this happen.
You're just going to start sharing
just
food
gonna
after a while, bro.
It just happens. And then internally, I go, stop it, please. Please, get your own bowl.
Well, lucky for Gibbons, I learned today on the show he is dating.
Yeah.
But it's just with his mother.
I know.
So he's not sharing a salad with anyone, including Mama G.
And I swear to God.
But he's enjoying living with him again and having some good times together.
She made us a family salad. I can't even think of the word.
Family salad.
Made a family salad the other night for dinner, a Caesar salad. And I went, good news, Mom, you're eating that all to yourself. I am not touching it.
Good
and
news.
Guess what? The next morning, the entire bowl was there, empty as the day is long, because she loved it.
Of course she did. Gibbons, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
That I can now try to speak. I'm still trying to not throw up, but I learned that Riggs has a new BFF.
Yeah.
And it's his half-brother.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, hanging out with them is like hanging out with two versions of Riggs. You guys, you have the same eyes, the same nose, the same personality.
Yeah, I know.
It's creepy almost.
Yeah.
We're both mumblers. Like, we were talking, and I took him home because he took an Uber there, and I took an Uber back from the line. I drove him home from the Lion King.
Aww.
And both of us talking in the way back, like, I had trouble understanding him. He couldn't understand me. I was like, we're both mumblers and low talkers. Aww. This is awesome.
You finally get a taste of your own medicine.
I know, it's great.
How's it feel, mother lover?
It feels so good. It feels so good.
Speaking of mother lovers, I think that we get you labeled, that's you, dude.
Yes. I do love
You're
my
the one
mother.
Dating your mother.
And you should love your mother as well, damn it.
Go catch up with the show on demand. You can listen to it commercial free and music free at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.